Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Happy Chris.
Hi, everyone. Hey. Oh, I see there are more Pepe emojis. Ah, more Pepe emojis. Oh. Aha. No, it's not the last stream. You guys should know this by now. I don't stop. I don't care. I don't ever stop. You should know this by now. There is no way in hell that I'll ever stop. This is my job. I can't stop. I purposely chose this profession so I don't have to stop. How you doing? At this point, if you ever fall for I'm gonna quit video, that's on you. Honestly, if I were to ever quit, I wouldn't even announce it. I would just, like, stop. Like, why would I even announce it? You would never hear from me again. That's what would happen. It would just happen, and you would never hear from me again. Like, never. I mean, you may hear from other people talking about me, but you will never hear from me again. That's just how it works. You fall for it on surface level. Yeah, shout out to Hose. Holy shit, you made... I see the emotes you made. In Death We Trust. Hey, I love that. Holy shit, that looks so cool. How you doing? Thanks for the $2. Peace and love. It's just the kind of person that I am. I don't. First off, I don't quit. And if for some reason something changes, it's just it. I mean, there's really no reason. Like, there are a lot of shows that you watch on television. They get canceled, and you never find out why. You know? But what's most likely going to happen is I'm going to, like, die on the job. That's really what's going to happen. Because I'm just that kind of person. And I'm not even trying to be dark. I'm just telling you that I'll probably die on the job before I ever stop. Just so you guys know. Okay, so don't worry about it. If you ever see that, that's just clickbait. Okay? If you ever see me saying, I'm going to quit, that's just clickbait. Okay? Yes, they do. Planets, actors drop off the face of the earth all the time. What happened to Adrian Brody? Bridget Fonda? Courtney Cox after Friends. Nobody heard of him. Nobody heard of her. Will you live stream coming out of the closet? If it were to ever happen, sure. I don't really think... I think it's pretty obvious which way I swing. Can't stop, won't stop, yep. The Pepe? Yes, there's a lot of Pepes. You see that I added Pepes to the subreddit too? You can see it on desktop. You cannot see it on... Let me pull this up. If you're on desktop, on the Def Noodle subreddit, everything is getting downvoted, but who really cares, honestly? So, I made Pepes. The voting and downvoting are Pepes. Everything's getting downvoted to shit. Everything's at zero. That's so funny. Anyway, I made him Pepes. It's been a few days. I don't think anybody really noticed. See, Grim Reaper posted on here. They got 5 upvotes. So see, any post about me or made by me, like this one, is going to get downvoted to shit. But if you guys post, you guys will get upvotes. Okay? So there's World War III happening right now in the Red Pill community. Okay? And, I want to check out some of it because I just think it's interesting. I do want to watch one thing first. You guys see this thing with FaZe Rain? This is a 20-minute video? No, bro. I don't want to watch a 20-minute video, bro. About this shit. We're just going to watch the highlights. Alright, you're going to watch the last 3 minutes of it, because that's really all that's worth watching. So, if you're not up with this whole, like, FaZe drama that's happening, FaZe is an esports org. They have, They went public, and what ended up happening is now the org members, a lot of the founders and people who are, like, you know, people who play for the org, they feel ostracized. They feel like they've been left out and that the brand is dying. So as they feel like this and they are expressing this, FaZe is signing different, like, celebrities, Hollywood type people, right? And yes, I am on Chrome. Anyway, one of the people they just recently signed is this actress, Grace something. I don't know her last name. She is from Stranger Things, and she got a ton of backlash for signing with FaZe because all the members were complaining about it. And she's been having some an online feud with FaZe Rain. And FaZe Rain, here, I'll show you guys what FaZe Rain said. He said some, like, fucked up shit about her. I mean, this is what he said. Where is it? People are just showing the clip of what she said, but here's what he said about her. Let me go down. So, essentially, he's been saying that she's like, this is the clip.
To build around women.
Oh, all the PR bullshit they told you. Like, yeah, we want to build around women and give them a space in the community so they feel like accepted. It's a male-dominated industry. If we put it in women, yeah, girl rules. Shut the fuck up, bro.
No. Get fucking wrecked. To everyone saying that.
I just can't compete with that, man. I can't. She roasted me. It's over. Grace, I'm sorry. All I want to say is you're Golden Valorant. You make Stranger Things your entire personality, even though you're only on one episode. You found out about Twitch through Tumblr. Not only have you not hit a trick shot, but you don't even know what the fuck that is. When you were still playing with Barbies, I made my first million out of this industry. And on top of it, you're excruciatingly mid who I would never let touch me on my drunkest night. Oh, all the PR bullshit.
That's like, I gotta be honest with you. I mean, he has the right to say that he thinks she's mid or whatever, but that's kind of fucked up. You don't have to go there. That's like a really... And I mean, by every standard, she's an attractive woman. I don't think I have to tell any of that. It's just kind of fucked up he went that low. But I guess it really pissed her off because this is how she responded.
He says that I don't even know what a trick shot is. You're right. I don't.
I'm too out of touch to know. Yeah, I feel I tried my best to give you guys like the rundown, but these are the clips that went viral this past week that essentially caused their face to face.
And he says that I don't even know what a trick shot is. You're right, I don't. And I know that that's kind of what you're known for, but I know you, Rain, as the person who almost overdosed on a live stream. And I know that you're better now, and I'm really proud of you for that. I am, because I grew up with a mom heavily into drugs, and you know those things when you're little, the things that you would make wishes on? Like when you're driving under a tunnel and you make a wish, or you make a wish on a dandelion, or you make a wish on a shooting star, anything like that. I made all of my wishes growing up that my mom would get better and stop doing drugs, but she didn't. So I am proud of you for getting better, but don't come after me for not knowing what a trick shot is, man. Like, we're not on the same plane.
Yeah, so that, you know, other on the other side of the argument, people are upset that she brought up his drug addiction. Yeah, see, complete lose-lose. Ray's made comments that were too far, so did Grace. Any shot, they come together and just agree to move on. So, yeah, I mean, where was she going with this? A lot of people, oof, Ludwig didn't like it. A lot of people did not like that she brought up his drug abuse. It just got really petty, honestly. And here's the thing, though. Even though she's like this Hollywood type person, she does have a background in gaming. Like she has, as far as I know, she has a platform of herself. She streams herself, you know, playing on Twitch. Maybe she's not the best, you know, gamer out there that Twitch could have hired. Not Twitch, that FaZe could have hired. But she's still somebody who's committed to the community and was playing before she got in this. Right?
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
It's just crazy. Like, of course, they're probably, if they really wanted to bring a woman onto the team, there's probably other women who have dedicated more time and are better skilled, but they probably hired somebody thinking of good PR, which I feel like every major organization, whether it's an esports organization or just anything in general, you have to have a mix of it, right? You know, once you get to a certain size, some of it is just for PR and attention and it's like moves to bring in new audiences. I'm not saying this was the right move by FaZe, but I imagine that's what they were trying to do. At the end of the day, if the owners of FaZe are this unhappy by all the decisions the company's making, like, bro, they all made the bag. They sold the company. They essentially rug pulled their own company. Like, they went public. They sold, I assume the majority of them sold their fucking stock. They made the bag. And now they're just pissed off because they're seeing this thing that they spent 12 years or however many years building, you know, go to shit. But they fucking ransacked it. They were even running crypto schemes. These are the same guys. They're like so outraged that Grace Van Deen was brought on the team. These are the same guys who just a year ago were scamming kids. You guys remember the kids for crypto, whatever? You remember this? So, these are the same guys. Save the Kids crypto. Remember that? These are the same guys. Anyway, they ended up coming together. This was like a whole thing. People were anticipating this. They were supposed to squash the beef. And, this is what happened.
I'm a creator.
But why don't you have honest reactions? Why do you do things with shock value?
It's not really shock value.
That's what you said.
The last line I shouldn't have put in. I'll just troll and ask for forgiveness afterwards. Because I really don't mean it. It's like, whatever.
Wow.
Yeah. Because I don't mean it. You know what I mean? It's just, I'm joking.
So you can take it how you want to.
Of course. I mean, I'm trolling. That's what I've been trying to tell you this whole time. I'm trolling. I do not mean it. Like, I genuinely.
I guess others operate differently than you.
I mean, it's the internet, right? So we're not on a political debate talking about what we're doing for the world. We're talking about a phase recruit over Mike. Are we really?
Yeah.
Okay, then we have two different goals. We're talking about two different things. What's your goal?
I want to stop sexism in the gaming industry.
Okay. But, I mean, if you feel what I said was necessarily sexist, I don't.
Right? I do. You wouldn't have said
that's
it if
crazy.
I was a guy.
I mean, guys call guys ugly as fuck all the fucking time.
You wouldn't have said that you wouldn't let me touch you on your drunkest night.
Well, guys have different. You just say different. If I was,
like, I don't even know where this conversation is going right now. It's just so random. So,
but I'm a straight male. If I was a gay male would say something about that. It's not about sexism. It's just about what your preference is as a man. For me personally.
Dude, it got weird at this point. I just started talking about weird stuff, so ignore that part.
Like, it's, I mean, you can see it how you want to see it, obviously. That's a whole different conversation. But again, I meant no sexism and I had no intention to hurt
you. I mean, that's kind of weird to say here, oh, I meant no sexism. Bro, you literally brought sex into this. You brought her attractiveness into this. You're like, you're mid as fuck. I never touch you in my drunkest night. Like, bro, you literally brought her appearance into this. That's like straight up, yeah. How can you? This is so disingenuous from him. By the way, the video was clearly edited by him. So, I mean, who knows what the hell is happening in between these cuts.
Your feelings, and that's why I felt really bad. People think it's because of backlash. I don't give a fuck. I didn't even see any, to be honest. Because I didn't check the other stuff. I only saw my interactions. I didn't really see backlash, to be honest.
I mean, there was intention to hurt my feelings.
No, there wasn't. There wasn't. You asked.
Man, this guy is so fucking disingenuous. It's actually kind of weird.
Asked for a barbecue, and I delivered.
Glad you're here, Robin.
And George Foreman.
And that's still hurting my feelings.
Yeah, I know. I know. And I understand that, and that's why I apologize. So I,
but you just said that you knew that that was too far and that you should have.
Yeah, yeah, I know. But like I said, the video didn't hit. Whatever. I understand. That's why I apologize. I don't know what else you would.
Please, somebody do like an apology count of how many times I've apologized to her already for the same thing over and over and over and over and over again. Please, including the one on.
You're gaslighting her, bro. That's what's happening here. It's not really an apology because you're not really apologizing for what she's talking to you about. He's like gaslighting her. He's like, yeah, yeah, you felt offended by this, but yeah, I'm sorry you felt offended by that. But look, at the end of the day, this is what I meant. I didn't mean to make a sexist. I didn't mean to offend you by any of that. I'm just trolling. Yeah, you know, I'm just being an internet troll.
On Twitter too. Don't leave that one out.
Want me to do? Do you want me just to be demonized as a horrible human for calling you mid that I went to touch with my drug this night? Like, what do you want? You want me to forever just like, who gives a fuck? Because it's like you want to super victimize yourself over that. Okay, then I guess I'm hurt. How dare you? How dare you bring up the worst time of my life? I'm fucking hurt. How dare you? It's like, what are we talking about?
This is so fucking manipulative and toxic. Holy shit. The levels of scumbaggery are out of this fucking world. Holy fuck.
I'm fucking hurt. I almost died.
She's like looking at him like, is this dude really doing this? Like, she's appalled. Holy fuck.
I called you mid and you responded something almost took my life. That almost left my mom without a son and support. See, I can play that fucking game all day.
I'm an actor too, bitch.
Fuck that game. I don't give a fuck. And it's like, how could you let other people hurt your feelings? Do you not believe in yourself? Are you not a confident woman? You should be. You should be. You've accomplished great things. You should feel confident in yourself.
Am I fuck not all a confident that woman? You don't know me.
So then how is this hurting your feelings? If I call you mid, you should be like, fuck him. Who cares what I say? And if you bring up my drug past, are you getting emotional?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just speaking the truth. I don't want you to get emotional.
I don't like you.
Okay, that's fine. I'm just being very logical. I understand how you feel, but you brought things up against me. How do you expect me to react?
I think you're a terrible person.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, she's pulling the acting shit out now. Because I said that
the acting shit out now.
How am I a terrible person for what?
This is so fucking weird. What a weirdo. He's such a weirdo. This is like the most childish shit I've seen. How old is he? I'm curious. He's 27. He should know better. This is fucking 12-year-old behavior. Holy fuck. This is toxic bro behavior.
What?
Pulling the acting
How
shit
am I a terrible
now.
Person? Explain.
I don't owe you an explanation, actually.
And I owe you an explanation.
Macho, tell Vera that I'm not doing this video, and if they release anything, that I'm leaving, please. Get fucking wrecked.
So weird. That is so fucking weird. Anyway, FaZe released the statement after this. Because obviously that's like so fucking weird. So this was, you know, me and Gracie about to make a video. So he announced this yesterday. Hold up.
I truly...
I mean, I just got to write something. This is weirdo behavior. Anyway, here we stand. So this is what FaZe wrote. FaZe is no stranger to contrasting viewpoints and passionate opinions on the future of the brand. Recruitment has always drawn that out. But make no mistake, the mistreatment of our newest member is no way okay. Grace joined in hopes to bring her voice to FaZe, and we stand by her. Let me see where the fuck the tweet is, because I'm wondering. They're getting fucking ratioed to hell. FaZe Clan. Oh, let's see. Maybe I can be surprised by this. These replies. Oh, they're just having... This is the new account. This is the new Bob. Remember, explain it, Bob? This is the new one. Jim is here to take care of it. This is a roast account. I just saw them today. I follow them. I don't want to read this because... Yeah. Ratio. So this is how FaZe Rain responded. Ratio, shut your dumbass up, Seabass. I think that FaZe Rain makes a lot of valid points, and I also feel she's put in a bad position. She shouldn't deal with this, but she is the collateral damage. I mean, okay, maybe there's not maybe, there's 100% a better way to deal with this situation. And in the clip that we saw, in the 3 minutes that we saw, I didn't see that many good takes from FaZe Rain. If he had better takes before that, then yeah, sure, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. But there's definitely a better way for him to explain that without essentially exerting emotional abuse on her. That's literally what it was. He was gaslighting her, and it was emotional abuse. I just farted so loud. Oh, my God, it fucking stinks so bad. It sounded like someone shot a duck. Oh, my God, shut up, bro. I hate this PR team, man. Use me as a dislike button. You guys have lost the fucking plot. This is FaZe Banks saying this. He was 100% gaslighting her. Yeah. No, we're not canceling anybody here. That's not the point. It's just we're just having a conversation. Yeah, emotional abuse is the worst. It was very emotionally abusive. Emotional abuse can fly under the radar because it's like it's more of like how you use your words and how you reinterpret the intentions that, of the person that you're arguing with, which is what he did there. He was like always. So it's like a common, it's a really toxic way of handling any kind of interaction where you're like perpetually holding yourself at the front of the conversation by constantly reframing what the other person did and then reinterpreting what you meant with what you were saying. And then while doing that, constantly saying stuff to prod the person into having some kind of emotional outburst, right? So it's extremely abusive and manipulative. So FaZe Banks, you guys have lost the fucking plot. I mean, bro, you're out of your fucking org. You fucking sold that company, bro. You sold. I want to know how much you made off of the sale. The replies aren't actually that insane. I mean, clearly there are people, everyone reading this statement out. I mean, clearly there are people who are not agreeing with this, which is fine. I feel like this is part of like the, you know, it's honestly, the gaming community is very insular. And they have a very strong point of view when it comes to these kinds of things. They kind of like, it's very clicky. Very, very clicky. Which is fine. There are a lot of very other clicky communities too. The beauty community is very fucking clicky as well. But it's, you know, it's what happens usually, like, everybody fucking sticks together, you know? But looking at it from the outside, you can tell exactly what was happening there. See some of the quote tweets. Let me check the stocks real quick. Well, you guys literally scammed children, saved the kids, all money, no love. Can't we just go back to this? I mean, these dudes sold their company. How much money did the banks make? How much money did they make in the stock sale? Let's look at the Faye stock. Toxic. Beauty community seems scary. Yeah, it definitely is. So look at this. Year to date. Started out at... No, it's got to be more than that. Yeah, here we go. Over a year. So, in October, you can tell where the sell-off happened. So right here. It opened at the stock market on the NASDAQ at $9. Right? $9. Around 9, let's say almost $10, right? It peaked at $20. How much do you want to bet that once it hit 14, there are people selling it here already at 20. You see this? They sold it. It went to 12. A couple of peaks. How much do you want to bet if all the phase members who owned stock pre-sale and they got it at a discounted price, you know what usually happens? Usually if you're like a founder of the company or you can get it at a discount. So even here, they may have gotten the stock at like a dollar, right? And it opened at 9. So they already made like a huge profit, right? And then they sold it here I would say the vast majority of them sold it here at 14. And then this was all like probably people trickling out of the stock as they saw that it wasn't going to come back. After it hit 5 and 4, it just like kind of stayed here for a minute, for like a month. People got antsy, sold, and it kept dipping, and now like most people are out. This shit's worthless, bro. Shit's worth, what was the bottom? Bottom was 40. It's almost at the bottom. It's at 50, half a dollar. I think if it falls below 20 cents, it's officially delisted or removed from the from the stock market. The fart? Somebody redeemed the fart? Yeah. Thank you for explaining. Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of little tricks that happen with the stock market. Like, this is the price. This is the opening price for the public. But everybody else, all the original shareholders, they got it at a discounted price before. And they can do it. You know what? Thank you for the fart. You know something funny that Facebook did? Facebook artist stock. Look at this guy. He made $200 million because he's an artist. He did a lot of the artwork at the Facebook campus in San Francisco, in Silicon Valley. And they paid him in stock. They were like, you know what? Our stock's about to go public. We'll pay you in stock. They paid him in stock. The day that Facebook went public, he made $200 million off of the stock. So, now obviously, he was taking a gamble, right? He took a gamble, but yeah. Let's see. So, his name's David Choe. Though Choe despised social media's early iterations like MySpace and called Facebook a ridiculous idea, according to the Filthy Rich Guide, he agreed to paint the building for a hefty sum of $60,000. My prices had been going higher and higher, and I was like, yeah, I mean, if you want me to paint that entire building, it's going to be 60 grand. Parker offered him a choice between cash and company stock, but he advised him to take the stock. Okay? So he got it. So when Facebook started, it went to $38 a share. I'm wondering what price he got it at. He probably got it at just a few dollars. And then it went to $38 a share. And now it's at 171. He would have hundreds of millions. You know? His stock options were at 200 million, making him a bona fide multimillionaire. It's so fucking crazy. Anyway, that's just to show you. Like, the moment the stock went public, immediately, boom, 200 million. And that's because, how did he make that much money? Because once it goes public, it usually inflates. And it stays like that for a minute. It dips for a while, and then if it's a company that has value, that at least the stock market thinks has value, then it keeps going up. And it's like, it was at 170 in 2017, but I don't think it's at that anymore. Facebook is taking a dip.
I truly don't have anything to say. I guess I'll be there. I think we go to the studios on Friday for the Fresh and Fit show. I have no idea what we're going to be talking about,
but yeah.
Oh, it's over. He ended it. I wanted to see what Destiny was going to say about this shit. He's been on point. And they ended theirs too.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, I'm Rory.
And I'm Maul.
And we're the hosts of the new Rory and Maul podcast.
That's right.
I know you're probably listening to a podcast that you actually like right now, and we just interrupted it with an ad.
That's all right. We're here.
And I appreciate if you didn't hit the 15-second skip button.
Listen to our show where we cover topics like music, movies,
yes,
TV shows, which we love to binge watch.
Of course. Just lifestyle stuff.
And give our crazy stories about our day-to-day lives.
Yeah.
Check us out on the new Rory Maul podcast. Listen to wherever you get your podcast and let us know how you're feeling about our show.
And once you're done listening to this podcast that you actually like, maybe you could check us out.
Everybody's coming for ABBA and Preach now, huh? Wow, look at this. Damn. Fucking Fresh and Fit is coming after ABBA and Preach. Look at this. Look at the thumbnail for this. You guys see the video they published? Don't you think that was a little weird, though? ABBA and Preach published the video responding to H3. And then they took it down. And then they posted another one, which was totally different. I think that the reason why they took it down is there was a part where they made fun of his Tourette's, of Ethan's Tourette's. I think that's why they took it down.
Woo! And we are live. The discussion, everything was buried, Hatchet was buried, etc. And then you guys go ahead and make a hit piece months after the fact. Please explain that to me. An album of Preach, hook, line, and sinker, did exactly what I knew they would do, where they would...
You triggered my trap card!
Avoid accountability. Let's go ahead and into this cope fest right here. Bro, I have a problem with fucking you.
With fucking me? Nigga, why are these callouts so goddamn gay?
Immediately deflects and says, oh, this is gay. Well, we're going to talk about gay here in a second.
You got a problem with fucking me. Like, nigga, we never... What is this? This is so bizarre. You're going too far with
that. Was the bottom.
Nah, bro, you heard that in his own mouth.
No, I don't.
Red pill do stay saying the gay shit. You never know that?
Yeah, you just put the right place. The comma. Hey, bro, you didn't put the comma at the right place.
Fresh and Fit. They want to talk about us being gay. Okay.
You had a prostate orgasm.
Yeah.
You have?
What? Wait a minute.
Fuck, these live streams, like a 2.5 hour response video, nobody deserves this shit. Bro, shut the front door with this bullshit. I can't. I need somebody to do a breakdown, and I'm not doing it. Fuck these guys. A 2.5 hour video. Let me see if we can at least watch ABBA and Preach's original video so we can see what the fuck they're saying. How you doing, Ashley?
You don't have a problem with me. I have a problem with you. I have a problem with you.
About that. Why do you think I might be blue pilled?
Well, from what I remember, I'm trying to remember. I would say I'm trying to think like which video right. Was.
I also find it funny that he came with the smoke.
MLD, you thought it was just violence against women? Oh no, it gets worse. Well, here's the thing, bro. I have a problem with fucking you.
With fucking me, nigga. Why are these callouts so goddamn gay? He's got a problem with fucking me. Like, nigga, we never. What is this? This is so bizarre. You're going too far with this one.
Nah, bro, you heard that in his own mouth.
I know.
Red pill do stay saying the gay shit. You never know that?
Yeah, you just didn't put the comma at the right place. The comma.
Hey, bro, you need to put
the shit up. You didn't put the comma at the right place.
Fresh and Fit, blue ABBA and Preach.
Whoa!
Wee!
What is happening?
Wait a minute!
Hey,
Maskey literally look different. I haven't met these people in real life. Calm down. That cannot happen. It's just like hip-hop. It's just hip-hop. Hip-hop stay being... the most homophobic thing, one of the most homophobic things, right? But the talk of hip hop is really weird. Yo, man, I fuck with you heavy.
I'm about to get these niggas wet.
Yeah. Rah, 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 rah. What? Yeah. And you didn't believe in get these niggas away.
Yeah, I'm about to blow these niggas away.
Yo.
Fresh and fit, blue Andrew Tate. Fresh and fit, blue Jay Waller. Fresh and fit, men after men after men after men. I'm telling you, the people that come inside of Fresh and Fit.
You can't make this shit up. This is so goddamn sus. Like, what the fuck am I listening to? Here's the thing, bro. I have a problem with fucking you. Don't pawn it off to fucking preach like you've been doing. You're a fucking bitch. I have an issue with you. I'd love to talk to you. And hey, if it comes to fisticuffs, that's fine.
I just don't understand. Why now? Why now? Like, all of a sudden, we went back and, like, we wanted answers from you. You never replied.
And I think both of you up, too. If you really want to talk about that, God, you guys want to fucking box, I'll box both you motherfuckers, too. Fuck out of here, man. But all of a sudden, it's like, pawn it off. Pawn it off. Bro, if anybody made this problem happen, that was you when you was talking crazy about somebody else's significant other.
Yeah.
That's you.
Hey, and Preach, I guarantee your wife is probably ugly. I said it.
Yo,
you gave her a ring pop and you licked her at your fucking wedding.
We should fly her up,
fucking
bro.
Weirdo.
Hey, yo.
We should fly her up.
Guarantee her. Flew out.
You ain't guess the bride. This dumbass nigga.
I love you.
You making them dumbass faces.
No, I'm going to take one bitch and the other bitch. You guys are two bitches. Twin sisters. That's your new name. Not Fresh and Fit, Twin Sisters. Let's go.
A year later, now you want to bring up fight again? Why didn't you guys take up the fight that you guys suggested when you was talking shit about his girl?
Issue with you. I'd love to talk to you. And hey, if it comes to fisticuffs, that's fine. But you need to be held accountable for all the shit you've been talking, bro. You've been hiding behind a fucking camera, talking shit, being a fucking snake for...
I love how he says this behind a camera. It's like, your job is podcasting, bro. You're not some street baller. You're an ex-federal agent who runs a podcast talking to whores every day. You live behind a camera. But let's carry on.
For years, I'm calling your dumb ass out. Don't pawn it off, fucking Preach. You're a fucking bitch and you know it. You would never say the shit that you've been saying in my fucking face. You would not.
Yes.
I did say it to your face. He's getting so emotional. It's funny to watch. When I came on the pod the first time and the last time, I was like, yo, I heard you was talking shit. What was this stuff you said? And this dude started stuttering, pretending he didn't remember what he said. Thankfully, this retard friend, Walter, was too dumb to realize, like, oh, this isn't out. So he...
Oh, no, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember what he said. I remember.
He said this.
Specifically, you felt like we were kind of blue-pilled, right?
I don't remember. What show was this one?
I remember it very, very well because... That episode, I was very careful of what I said because you watched it.
So I just want to ask you about that. Why do you think I might be blue-pilled? Well, from what I remember, I'm trying to remember. I would say I'm trying to think like which video was.
It was the one.
I'm trying to remember.
I also find it funny that he came with the smoke.
I don't even hate Fresh. Fresh is, there's nothing hateable about it. He's just goofy. When I came on there and I confronted him, he was super passive. Well, I don't remember. And what did I say? And blah, 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 blah. It's like, bro. That's not you.
I just want to know why you would have a great conversation. It's all great. And then you decide, let me go ahead and talk shit about this guy that opened his home to me. The reason why I flipped out the way that I did is because I take loyalty extremely seriously.
Stop. Open your home to me. Nigga, I came for a podcast. Why are you acting like we was baking cookies and hanging out? Is it my fault that your retard ass conducts business from your living room? Did you guys tell me you're coming into my home? Pause. Did you guys tell me that before I showed up? You said, bro, you want to show on a pod? I said, sure. I didn't know it was going to be your fucking place.
Seriously, I think you guys have known me now for well over 2 years. The reason why I flipped out is because I hate snakes. I fucking hate them. And there's nothing you can say or do that will justify why the fuck you behaved the way that you did. So I'm calling you out. Don't pawn this off on your fucking retard partner.
What the fuck is happening? I'm so fucking lost. They're just yelling at each other.
Or anybody else. I have an issue with Abba fucking Atlas, whatever the fuck your last name is. You are a snake, and you fucking know it.
Look at the veins popping out of this man's head. Yo, mind you guys, the man who's calling like a...
Like, we're 6 minutes into this video, and I have no fucking idea what's happening.
He's calling me gay. Hold on one second.
Bro, why? Why 2.5 hours?
I've been waiting for this for a long time, but it's time for people to wake up. Like, it's really time for people to realize. I'm telling y'all, man, NWO's the fucking house of these clouds. We're taking these pieces of shit down. They've been lying to y'all for years. Wake up!
Let's go!
Wake up! And here's the thing. We still got some more for y'all. Let's run the clip real quick to expose
more
lies. So
this posted 1 week after, I think, the same week, or like the day after I was banned. It's like one of the low points, not in only in my career, but in my life. I was on YouTube for 10 years, and then they took away everything. Not only did they wipe my streaming channel, they wiped my main channel that had no strikes. They deleted everything. I grew up on YouTube. I went through puberty. That was my life's work. So that was a pretty low point for them to go and attack when I'm down. And especially after coming off like, I'll be your big brother. I'll be your mentor.
Cico, they didn't just meet you one time, did they? You had done a bunch of classes.
We've done classes
for years, and they attacked you when you were down, right?
I met him, and we did
this.
so they can't do that. I went to his house once.
One time.
You're inconsistent everywhere, and all the other YouTubers who hate you too, they're afraid because you're so good at these hit pieces, these lies. And you guys are monsters, dude.
And I remember we were in London shopping that day, and he got an alert on his phone, his email, saying he was banned. And Snicko's face, his whole demeanor changed completely. He was saying in a nutshell, how am I going to share the message if they can't even reach me? And to make fun of Snicko at that low point, that's Snicko-like, bro.
Yeah, no, genuinely, like, that was one of the hardest things that I had to go through. After now, it's been 8 months now, but the reason they did it is not to try to, see, the guys, the lie is that they're doing it to protect women. That they're doing it because they're trying to, it's like, we're on the good side.
Protect the women that don't want to dance with you, but you force them. How fast until they did a fucking hit piece when you got banned? Was it 24 hours?
It was like the next day. It was like
holy
the next day.
Fucking
yo,
shit.
If he is in the snake, bro. I don't know what he is, bro.
Bro, I mean, but that's a lie. How much proof do we need to show y'all? That these guys lack integrity. First it was, I met him once. Then it's, you've known him for years. He's for years,
yeah.
To you.
Yeah.
For years. You know Destiny for years, dancing with his wife with 10,000 people watching.
Have we seen one of our
wake
friends
up, guys.
One time, bro?
Wake up!
Have we ever seen one of our friends?
This is the kill shot for these fucking losers. Let's run the clip real quick.
Well, they take advantage because I'm viral. Everyone's posting about it. Sneeko's canceled. He's canceled. And so they find the attack mode because they know it's going to get more views. They completely like ruin a relationship. They attack you when you're down. Not because they care about misogyny. Not because they care about protecting women. It's to get more views. It's because they're upset that I put him on a panel with Nick Fuentes and you look stupid next to him. You have nothing to say. You don't know how to debate him. You're going to pretend like, oh, I don't associate with a racist. Get out of here.
Yeah.
You're about comedy. If you are really about comedy.
I have to go open the front. I'm going to be right back. All right, folks.
Then you're about truth. So stop lying.
Let's run it.
Let's see what they said.
Sex like a virgin. Okay. But moving past that. Yeah. He did that about another YouTuber. Guess what? YouTube will come down, but you cannot do it on the job in front of millions of people. I don't know what people don't understand about this. There's plenty of things I can do at home with my homies or stay with my homies. I can't do it in front of y'all. I don't know what workplace you could ever exist in where you can simulate yourself fucking one of in front of customers, in front of advertisers, in front of, you can't do that.
Pause.
I tried to, you didn't really.
He's a failed comedian and he's acting like he doesn't understand a joke.
Gotcha,
like
bitch.
Simulating, I'm just demonstrating that women like rough sex. That's what I was doing. I'm saying the girls like to be choked. They like to be slapped like that. It's like, obviously it looks violent and stuff like that because it's on camera. It's a comedy bit.
Well,
it's,
he was confused because he wants to talk about bending over and get his fucking ass ate and fingered.
Yo, twin stinks, bro. Twin stinks.
But he knows this. That had I didn't get a strike for that. All these YouTubers, they said like, oh, go banish, go report his channel for this. That was none of the strikes. That was none of the reason that YouTube said that they took me down for it.
And by the way, as much as we don't like these guys, you'll never hear us try and deplatform and do that snake shit that these guys are into where they dog whistle. Like, these are Democrats.
Let's go ahead and run the clip.
Twin
Let's
snakes.
Keep going.
You see what was that wrong with it? It's not like my man did something innocuous. Or something that's like, with this? No. A lot of this stuff was pretty clear cut. Like, yeah, you're definitely violating the rules that exist.
No.
And it pains me to say this because a young man who, if you knew how to be smarter about some things and wasn't so just like, I want to be real. You look real dumb. Honestly, that's all it is. If you were just a bit, you could have had longevity. You could have reached so many more people, had so much.
This is a comedian that's against free speech. This is the biggest cope I've ever seen.
Right, and he's trying to shame, like, oh, I told you, you would have been banned. I'm doing better on Rumble now than I was doing on YouTube. I'm getting more live viewers on Rumble, like 10 to 12,000 every single night on Rumble. Something that you can't even get on a mainstream platform like YouTube. Abba, clip this up in your reaction video. Why don't you ever go live? How many viewers are you going to pull? How entertaining can you be? How truthful and honest can you be if you put a camera on you for 6 hours every single night? I'm grinding here. I survived the cancellation. And these people, they wanted you to crumble. They want your whole career to go down the drain. If you disagree with them, they take it personally. They see it as somebody who's challenging them. They want you to fail. They want you to disappear. People like this were saying, tell me to get a job afterwards, to quit. Everything was supposed to be gone for me. But if you tell the truth, then you will able you'd be able to surpass the mainstream narrative.
This is a lot of heat right now, man. Let's keep going. These guys are getting exposed, bro.
Yeah.
If y'all still fuck with Abba and Preach, Anus and Reach, fucking Homo and Screech after this shit, I don't know what the fuck is wrong with y'all.
Look at the title.
Unsubscribe, bro.
The title of this video says the truth about why he was, Sneeko can't be saved, the truth about why he was deplatformed. That's not the truth.
If you guys fuck with these two, I'm perma-banning you from every server I have, Twitter, YouTube, comment, everything. Don't attach it. These guys are trying to drag me to hell with their fucking lives. Don't attach me to these fucking
Let's go back to the clip because we got, don't worry guys, we kept the best for last.
Man, these guys, they're fucking heated. Holy shit. Chat, I went across the building and I could hear them yelling. The levels of cope is fucking insane right now.
Keep going.
That is what Andrew Tate said after he got banned. After he got banned, he said, I should have been smarter about my messaging. I should have been smarter about this and that. Why? Because he recognized that the way he was acting was too wild to...
I'm going to tell you something. I see it already happening. The circle, the wagons are circling. This is going to be the cancellation of Avin Preach because it's H3 is coming after them. Hassan's coming after them. Now the Red Pill guys are coming after them. I know there are other people. I mean, let's look. Let's see how many hit pieces are being made on Avin Preach right now. I can't watch this shit. This shit's so fucking... Let's see. Just today. Let's filter by today. So here we go. 42K. Did they talk about Avin Preach here too? Okay, got two more. Got another one. Destiny. Avin Preach. He reacted to their video, the video that got taken down. I mean, it's starting to get up there. Another one. I mean, this is like, for their size, I feel like there should be more videos, but this is, you can tell that people are going to start. There's going to be, yeah, 9 hours ago. Some of this is against Fresh and Fit. I mean, it looks like the dog pile may be incoming for them. Avin Preach ran from Fresh and Fit. Where is Captain? I'm right here. What happened? Well, we're looking at what appears to be Fresh and Fit, not Fresh and Fit, Avin Preach's cancellation. I mean, it looks like they're going to get... I mean, there are a lot of shorts. XQC is reacting to it. John Zerka. I mean, it doesn't seem like it's reached that level yet. But... H3 hasn't let up on them yet. Yeah. I mean, there's still... I mean, there's going to be plenty of material for H3. They uploaded a whole video and deleted it. That's like... And never addressed it. Never addressed why they deleted it. This is me assuming that it's because I think Preach made fun of Ethan's Tourette's. And they had a weird argument in there about Ethan's Tourette's. Didn't they say something about Ethan hiding behind his Tourette's or something? Or no, they said that, oh, you can tell, they said something really fucked up. They said you can tell Ethan is stressed because he's getting more triggers on his Tourette's. And like, it's so weird to go after something that, like, it's weirdo behavior. Something that's out of his control. Like, you don't have to bring that into the conversation whether or not it's something that people with Tourette's go through. You don't. It's has no bearing on your ability to make an argument against a person. You're just at this point. You're just trying to, you know, hurt the person somehow, and you're just bringing that shit in. Ethan wants to go in, but chat doesn't want to hear these idiots. I mean, I don't blame chat. It's so fucking hard. Like, I just tried to watch these two videos, and what a fucking headache. Not the Destiny stuff. This, the Fresh and Fit response and the Avin Preach's original hit piece on them. Can I be honest with you? I think that Avin Preach pivoted to attacking Fresh and Fit because they saw that attacking Ethan didn't work. See this? See how they were? They were like, you know, they made a few hit pieces here. They were going back and forth with Ethan. They were feeling it up until here. They were like, you know, Ethan and Hassan, and everything was fun. Then this weekend happened, and they uploaded this. There was a video that got deleted before this.
that they took down within like an hour. I saw it, and I was like, this is a weird video for these guys. Because they usually, you know, they usually go, like, you know, they try to at least stay on task with the arguments. Anyway, I felt like they pivoted to attacking Fresh and Fit because they were like, you know, looks like, no, they didn't shoot it on the same day. ABBA's got different shirts on. Yeah, so I would say they maybe pivoted to doing the to attacking Fresh and Fit because they're like, oh, this is an easy dub for us, can distract from the L that we just took. They couldn't verbally argue with Ethan, so they attacked him with a bunch of dumb shit that was not relevant. And it's honestly embarrassing, I guess, secondhand embarrassment for these grown-ass men. Yeah, I just didn't like... I think on an idea-to-idea thing, I think that they were pretty, like... You know, they were each side was, like, doing pretty well. I just think that they, like... To me, that's an automatic L. You go for somebody's disability or, you know... That's an automatic L. You just don't do that. Like, especially when there's no bearing in the argument. Like, there's no bearing. Like, Ethan Storette has nothing to do with anything they're discussing. So, that's an automatic L for me, at least.
That is not holes, Nick.
Yeah. Also, they did the same joke twice in both videos. I mean, the first time I was like, aha, because they said they did this whole setup of like Ethan Klein and his wife, and I was like, I don't remember Ela getting involved in this. And then they said Hassan Piker, and I was like, okay, I guess that's a little funny. And they did it again on this video. I was like, all right. You know? If you have to use someone's disability as an excuse to dislike them or to stop peeps from watching someone's content, you must be very insecure. Yeah, I don't think they're trying to get people to stop each other's, like, audience from watching. They have very dedicated fan bases. They got 33,000 likes here. Okay? H3 gets also a lot of likes, a lot of engagement, a lot of views. They have very dedicated fan bases. I don't think either of their fan bases are going to stop watching because of this beef. But overall, at this level, it's more about who got the dub and who got the respect out of this, because then it just becomes a part of like the narrative going forward, because they're going to keep beefing. You know, they're going to keep having back and forth. It's just who comes out looking better in this situation. It's all about optics. It's just so weird that they chose to do that. You guys want to know something else that was weird? This is really weird to me. You guys can't tell this to anyone, though, okay? You got to promise me, chat. You're not going to tell this. This is a secret between you and me, chat. Okay? All right? Chat, this is between... You agree to hold the secret right here? Okay. So Logan Paul is apparently going on the offensive, okay, against his former channel, his former podcast host, George Janko. If you watch my videos, you would already know that I predicted like 6-7 months ago that George was going to get fired, because that's just Logan's MO, right? And I'll elaborate more on it. But anyway, George got fired, right?
I love this outlet. I love this outlet, and it exists because people watch. And without people watching, I just have a show like.
So the name that got beeped out for those of you who can't or aren't familiar with the situation, is George, okay? So this is like directed at George. He's like saying, oh yeah, if I wanted to be irrelevant, I'd be like George Jenko, getting no views and da-da-da-da. And anyway, George responded to this, and I'll show you guys something. So he said, to the impulsive fans, I'm so sorry I can't speak about things. Not my choice. They have an NDA. I do love you guys, and for those of you sending me the clip of them talking shit, it's all love. I've already moved on from that toxic environment. Now, if you go to the quote retweets, actually, not even the quote retweets. Where is my response? Here we go. So I responded saying this. The writing on the wall, the writing was on the wall in December. Logan wants to talk reckless on his podcast. However, he is very risk averse. The moment you challenged his views on religion in a way that revealed some not so nice biases he holds and people didn't go along with him, you were done. And I said that. I said that in December. I said, Logan does not like to be challenged, and especially when that challenge ends up causing him to be, you know, humiliated or he gets some kind of internet backlash as a result. He is not a fan of that. Okay, and I even pointed out the case of his childhood friend who he fired because of that. Anyway, this was no surprise, but what was a surprise was that I tweeted this within minutes, I tell you, within literal minutes. Who fucking liked this? George Jenko. So, within like literally, like minutes, like a couple of minutes, he fucking liked it. So I assume that maybe I have a right take here. I don't know. Or maybe George agrees with me. Maybe this is the truth. You know? But a very complicated situation. Unfortunate to see that George is out. George was kind of sensible. He did do some silly shit on the podcast, but he was kind of like a sensible voice in that podcast. George was nice. He was more of a sensible voice in that podcast. So, yeah. But anyway, a whole lot of nothing. That's what we got. Who was there? Who is where? Nothing can sometimes be something. That's what... That's literally a whole... Oh, she stopped by for a second. She's not here anymore. Stop by for a sec. Yeah. Tell me about it. Glad you guys like her. She likes you guys too. But yeah. Is she into tarot cards? I haven't seen her talk about it in the, I guess, 6-7 months we've been together. So I... would have to assume no. But I don't know. I can't speak for her. I think it's best if you ask her. Anyway. Chat. So I got an interview tomorrow. Tomorrow's interview with Naomi. Nominal Naomi is going up. Very good interview. I think some of you caught the interview.
on her stream when we did it. I'm going to upload it tomorrow. It's about 40-something minutes. It's a very good interview. I highly recommend you guys listen to it if you want to get educated on some trans issues and some of the science behind it as well. She knows a lot about this stuff. You know, very, very knowledgeable. Okay? I do have to start wrapping up. But I appreciate every single one of you who stopped by. Oh, shit. I kind of want to watch this one. You guys see this? The Right Opinion rarely releases a video. Like, they take forever to release their videos. It's super well done. Yeah, it's like one a month. Sometimes even less. But anyway, he did one on Anna Oop. Anyway, here we go. It's Anna Oop. I'll check it out tomorrow. Anyway, appreciate all of you. I'm going to start wrapping up. Okay? Just want to say thank you for stopping by. You guys. Thank you. Check out that interview. Tell me what you guys think in the comments tomorrow, yeah? Appreciate you guys too. Love you. All right? Let me turn up the music. Turn up the music! Yeah. All right. Bye-bye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Do you follow automotive news, or do you just like cars and want to see what the heck's going on? Well, then you might like Donut Media's new podcast, The Big Three. Hi, I'm James Pumphrey, and every week, me and my co-host slash two of my top five friends, Nolan Sykes and Joe Weber, unpack the latest and greatest in automotive news and trends on The Big Three. You'll also get a lot of laughs, hot takes, and personal insight on cars from the biggest car guys in automotive media. So, whether you're a hardcore enthusiast or just a person who goes, "Oh, that's a good-looking car," check out The Big Three, available wherever you get your podcasts, or you can watch the full videos at Donut Podcasts on YouTube.